Pleased to be joined on the line right now by Arnold Pearson, Member of Parliament for Peace River West Lock, and we know he's always very busy and always on the go, so thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Hey, it's my pleasure to be here, Kyle.
All right, well, we know that the new year is upon us, and I know you've been kind of doing some events in the region, talking to some locals. What are kind of some of the things that you've heard from people about what they kind of want to see get done here?
Well, the number one thing that I hear from everybody is the carbon tax is like the just causing a lot of pain and suffering all across the region. It makes life more expensive everywhere. People are having a tougher and tougher time heating their homes and buying groceries and that sort of thing.
And certainly there's been a lot of focus recently on some of the spending that the federal government has done and how that is sort of affecting the federal debt and those kinds of things. How much is that sort of impact being felt around here, do you think?
Yeah, the inflation is being felt like clear across the country. The fact that groceries are more expensive, the fact that home heating, electricity, all that kind of thing is becoming unaffordable, and the deficit spending is driving all of that. And people are seeing that connection for sure. And so they're saying, hey, we've got to get our fiscal house in order for inflation to come down. And inflation comes down, interest rates will come around, and our money will be worth something again.
And I know kind of on that front, I know there have been several sort of confidence motions that have happened in the House of Commons, but with the kind of the NDP still sort of propping up the Liberals a bit, that has not gone, obviously that has not come to pass, but is that still kind of something that kind of the Conservatives are still sort of pressuring for action on to get some changes happening?
Yeah, for sure. So we've been definitely going after the carbon tax kind of one slice at a time. We've been able to pressure the government to get rid of the carbon tax on home heating oil. We're trying to get it off of the farming fuels and the stuff that they have to use to heat their barns and use for drying grain and things like that. Common sense conservatives will work hard to if we get to make power, we'll be able to remove the carbon tax entirely after 8 years of Justin Trudeau. It's just life is just getting unaffordable, and we're hoping that we can turn that around. You mentioned confidence motions. If the government loses a confidence vote or a confidence motion, we would be into an election situation. Last year, I voted over 100 times on a non-confidence in the government. However, either the NDP or the Bloc supported the government in all of those cases, and so we did not see the government fall. There's lots of speculation about that happening this spring, but nothing's for sure until it happens.
And I know one thing you have a sort of plan for when Parliament gets back in session is you got a sort of a bill you've planned to introduce to the House of Commons, the Stopping Internet Sexual Exploitation Act. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's happening with that?
Yeah, so that my private member's time will come up here in the spring. Sometime in February and March, the CSACT, as I call it, the Stopping Internet Sexual Exploitation Act, comes out of the Ethics Committee study that happened around just after the New York Times had the article called "The Children of Pornhub," where we had a number of people come to committee and they were saying how their images were being put up on Pornhub without their consent or their age being verified. And so this bill would demand companies like Pornhub that would have to maintain records of both the age and the consent of individuals who are being depicted in their videos. It is already illegal to put underage images on the internet. It's already illegal to put non-consensual images. The trouble right now is that the police have to prove both the underage and the non-consensual aspect. This would just flip that around and make it so that companies that are doing this kind of stuff, they have to maintain the records and be able to provide those records, saying, hey, this is the age of the person, this is their consent form, and that would make the internet a safer place for children and youth.
We're looking forward to seeing what you can do over the next little bit. Arnold Pearson, Member of Parliament for Peace River West Lock, thanks for joining us here today.
Anytime, Kyle.